So it's important to have the burn ban. As you mentioned, it starts on March 16th and ends on May 14th. Those months are our driest months. It doesn't seem so because we had a lot of storms and rain and stuff. But what happens is the vegetation in the woods and the foliage from last fall is still on the ground around buildings and stuff like that. And it dries out, especially with the winds and the humidity and stuff. So it's important that this ban goes in effect so we don't have a lot of fires. We average in the last 2 years, 3 years, between 80 and 120 calls, brush fires, wildland fires. So it's important that everybody's aware of it. I know everybody wants to clean up around their yard and they want to make everything look good and they want to have some campfires and stuff like that, but when they do that and they burn garbage, embers go out and the vegetation's dry and it just starts wildland fires and it can affect lives, it can affect property. So it's important that this ban goes out and everybody adheres by it.
Yeah, you're mentioning wildfires and I just think back about last year I was talking to you and at one point you were fighting Sullivan County was fighting a fire, wildfire in Sullivan County and also providing aid to Ulster County because there was two wildfires going on at the same time. Obviously, we can do predictions here. What is your view for this upcoming season? Are you anticipating more wildfires?
I hope not, but we never know what Mother Nature is going to throw our way. If we have weeks of the relative humidity just right and the winds and it dries all that vegetation out, and there's a possibility. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping our numbers are down this year because it puts all our men and women firefighters in danger as well as civilians. Their houses could go up and it's bad. We just, I hope not. I hope we have a relatively smooth transition into summer and that our spring isn't full of wildfires.
Taking a look at the DEC website, they're saying that some things are still allowed to be burned. Do you want to go over that so if folks are listening to this saying, hey, I thought I could burn something during this time, at least in a limited capacity? What is sort of the guidelines that you would recommend?
There's exceptions to the ban, and again, it's on the DEC website, and I would recommend anybody that thinks that they can is to reach out to the DEC. This ban is in effect for a reason, and we get some really extremely dry conditions, and there shouldn't be any burning. And I do understand that for religious reasons and stuff like that, some people have to for agricultural, but it depends on, again, the conditions. But if anybody's considering it, I would definitely reach out to the DEC, get their recommendation on it before you go and do any burning, with the exceptions to the ban.
Now, if you're driving around or you see your next door neighbor burning something that you think they shouldn't be burning, especially during this burn ban, and what can you do? What can folks do to sort of either report or let you know that this person is burning illegally?
Yeah, they can stop and recommend to the people that they put it out and explain that there's a burn ban, or if they don't want to stop, they can call 911 and report that this person is burning in the burn ban, and then they can stop that. So it is important. And just for an example, as we were speaking, even with all the rain we had yesterday and the snow and the wind and everything, we just now, two departments were dispatched to a brush fire here in the county. So it's drying things out already. This ban goes into effect Saturday. And again, I can't stress enough that people adhere to this ban to keep our firefighters safe and civilians safe.
We were talking to the Sullivan County Fire Coordinator, John Hochschild, about the burn ban that starts on March 16th this weekend. That helps protect those around us, the neighbors and firefighters. John, thank you so much for talking to us, letting us know about this very, very important burn ban.
Okay, thank you. Anytime. Thank you for your support.